I just write weird.
From sunny California to the world, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
That was a whole lot of sound.
Woo! So, that volume got kicked right up, didn't it?
It did. I did not properly mix that. Sorry.
It sounded great.
You know, it is free.
It's exhilarating.
That's what we got going on. Hey, thanks everybody who's, all the new listeners who might have joined us for the radio-friendly broadcast. We've been doing it, this is, I believe, the third or fourth week we've been doing it?
We'll go with three.
I think it is three. Yeah. Hopefully we've got I know we've got a few new listeners, and welcome to the fold.
Welcome.
Glad to have you here.
Kareem's back.
Yay.
After a week away. coming up on the show today... We found out, and I think we already knew this, conservatives like porn, too.
Hmm.
At work.
Oh.
Yes.
Work porn, that's
we'll
a whole
explain.
Other level, isn't it?
Plus, we've got a restaurant edition of Cooler Tool coming up.
Restaurant is a term being used loosely in this.
No.
Oh. I think it's an opinion.
What would apply, or what would, quote unquote restaurants be? Like, I just want to know. I have an idea.
It's a place where there are meals that are prepared by professionals using real food products.
No, a restaurant is any place where you go with a business license where they cook food for you and serve it to you to eat either there or to bring it away.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree. I will not call Burger King a restaurant. I'll call it a sh-poish.
And there we go. 1:58. Sam with a...
Oh.
And then he yells
I didn't
into
yell.
The
There's
microphone.
A Fritz going on here.
Yeah, it's you. Let me.
I am on the Fritz.
I'm going to go ahead and make sure I turn you down.
That was quick. You didn't even make it. That was quick.
2 minutes.
You didn't even make it through the intro of the show.
We're on a sprint. 2 minute talk show host today, dude. We're going for the quick time.
Quickie.
That was more than quick.
Noted time there.
The intro music was still playing.
It was. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I just poked you too hard, I guess.
You've upset him. It's terrible.
No, Burger King upsets me.
You're going to have to... Well, you can save that for the airing of the grievances on the Monday episode, if that's what it is.
I'll let that.
I'm going to stop because we're keeping this one clean.
Right.
Yeah.
You just opened a can of worms there.
Yeah. We'll deal with that later.
Fantastic.
First, I want to mention that coming up this summer, and this summer starts in June, Sam is taking a little break from the podcast The Summer of Sam.
That sounds so sadistic.
I think that might be actually what he's really doing.
It's true.
Oh, no.
So,
words out.
What we're going to be doing is you are going to be hearing, if you've been listening to the show for, because we're going on 5 years here, you're going to be hearing some voices from the past because former hosts are going to be coming in and joining us throughout the summer. That'll be fun. We're going to have Becca Costello, Christiana Dominguez, Mel Gelbart, and of course Larry Mead.
I can't wait
for various numbers of shows. Ted Sampson cannot make it; he has a Tuesday commitment, so he cannot.
I miss his face.
I know. He's doing sketch comedy somewhere. If you'd like to go and look him up,
I should go look him up. Is that CSC?
I believe if you want to see Ted do sketch comedy, you go to the Arby's, and it's right around behind the drive-through. If that helps you out in Sacramento, right behind the drive-thru. People get mad at me when I would say that about it, but it's like, that's where it is.
That is where it is.
And there's a big Arby's sign right by Arden Way that's very easy to spot. The Comedy Sports Sacramento sign is very small and a little tougher to spot.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, it's very unfortunate that Arby's is right next door, but that is your landmark.
Or lucky. But, and it's no disrespect to Chris Crotty, who runs it, or anybody who performs there, because, I mean, Jason, you perform there. I've performed there. It's just a landmark denotation.
It's just a landmark. And it's, you know, a landmark is a landmark is a landmark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? At least it's one that exists.
Right.
And home.
It's notable.
And home, or where you call home, or where you play, is where you play at. And that's just that, you know? You can't be held down by what might be a landmark by where you are. You know, just have to love where you are.
You know, you know where else it's near? It's right near the Sleep Train mattress store.
Oh.
I know that land.
A ticket to a better night's sleep.
That narrows it down.
Cause that's one of the best jingles.
Literally a
most effective
sleep train on every corner nowadays, right? Because we can't get too many mattresses in Sacramento.
No.
It's quite the business.
All right. All right, so let's start out. How was your week, Kareem? You weren't with us last week. How have you been?
Let me see. Work has been crappy.
Yeah, that's what you were working last week when we recorded.
Yeah, I went to it's kind of like a networking event within the company in San Francisco. So that was cool. We had some good food. Went to the Microsoft building.
Yeah.
Hung out, met some new peoples, ran into a couple of old peoples. Had a good, pretty good weekend. Passed out a bunch of flyers for Juke Joint Fridays, which is this Friday.
Mm-hmm. We plugged it last week.
thank you. Trying to think. Nothing else major happened. Oh, I will only be gone for a week instead of a month.
Yeah, for your
show.
For weddings and other things on the East Coast.
Is it weddings or is it just wedding now?
It's just wedding now.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
That's what cut it down.
Yeah, so I'll
celebration of the nuptials.
Yes, yeah, so I'll be missing the Tuesday after, was it Memorial Day?
Yeah, so that week. So it'll
The 31st.
Yeah. 31st, yeah.
We record every Tuesday night for your shows that drop Wednesday, Friday, and Monday. Holding back the curtain for you.
Ooh, there, yeah. Fourth wall, yeah. Bro.
Oz is just a silly little man.
So if you miss one, you miss three.
Yeah.
And if you host the show.
If you host the show, yeah.
This Saturday, I went to a house party, and I was going to leave early, but I came back, and I had a very entertaining time with a wide variety of people.
That's the best.
A white lady, a Brazilian woman.
Ooh.
A Mexican male, and there was another white dude, and we talked about relationships, with amongst the five of us,
right?
And we really got deep into their relationships, and nobody left angry or getting a divorce.
Wow,
that's incredible. Yes.
That is quite a challenge.
Yes, and I should have charged them for the jokes that I told while we were sitting there.
Well, they could bill you for the jokes you're going to get out of it too.
Yes.
So that's
right.
I was making jokes at their expense too.
Sure.
And they all rolled with it, which was like I said, it was great.
Well, you did mention that half of them weren't uptight Americans.
Right.
Yeah, they call it the perfect storm.
You know, I think that's a new idea for a comedy venue where you have like 8 or 9 comedians, and there's 4, like you just go. And the comedians rotate through tables of 4 and just talk with the people and hang out for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's
it's
it.
An it's an intimate like, experience.
It's
of
an
comedy.
Intimate comedy experience.
Yeah. Dinner and an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good idea. And the people, like I said, the people were great. So nobody was butthurt. Nobody got irritated. And we went like deep on some stuff. So,
yeah.
So it was great.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Jason, you're in the new home.
Yeah.
How's home ownership treating you so far?
Pretty awesome. I want to, if we weren't going to live there for the next, 10 years, I mean, we it's not gentrifying if we're just living there, you know, we're barely making it.
Colonizer.
Colonized.
It's true. You've claimed it in the name of Spain is what's happened.
I've claimed it in the affordability and location of the house.
As long as you don't go raping the natives, we'll be all right.
So, yeah, so like my EJ came out last weekend, so it was cool to hang out with my bro, with EJ. Just hung out at the house and barbecued. And then Sunday, I waited all day, but my dad came through, and on Friday night I talked to him about picking up a washer and dryer from another relative who was selling a used one for like $160 for a pair.
Right.
Sounds like a great idea, right? Well, on that Friday, when I'm trying to confirm him picking it up on Sunday for us and then bring it to the house, he's like, I can't stand the thought of you guys having a used dryer and washer. No. He's like, you need to get a new one. He's like, go look at Sears Outlet. Pick something up from Sears Outlet. So we find something at Sears Outlet. But I don't think he understood that Sears Outlet is all refurbished.
Right.
Like all, and like floor models from all the Sears all over the California. So I was like, so we got, yeah, we found something, picked it up. Like he got to my house at like 4:30, got it loaded in though, and have a washer and dryer. And it's so awesome. It's nice. so great to have that in the house. Oh yeah. And like,
if you think it's great now, wait till the kid arrives.
Oh, it's going to be great. And it's 3.5 cubic yards or cubic feet. No, yeah, 3.5 cubic feet for the washer and then like six for the
3.5 cubic yards.
Yeah, no.
That's a studio apartment.
No, that's a studio apartment. I realized that. That's why I said it was feet. I realized it was feet.
We got it.
But it's huge. So anyway, it's huge for a stackable. It's the it's a laundry center. So
nice.
Can you reach the top?
Yeah, she can't, but I can.
She did that on purpose, so you got to do the laundry every time.
That's what I've already said.
Look, I watch the Little Women shows, Little Women LA, Little Women New York, Little Women Atlanta. You can just get those little step stools. You'll be good to go.
We have one. We have the IKEA. I think it's called the stool.
The stool. I like that.
You know they got to have one in every room.
It's true. Absolutely.
The look he just gave you.
If his arms were longer, he'd backhand you.
If I wanted this to not be a...
he's a crocodile that can't reach the check.
So this week, Sam and I socialized outside of the show.
What? Yes, we did. It was fun.
Yeah. We
great time.
Y'all didn't prance naked together, did you?
No.
We're saving that for next time.
Okay.
Nope. Actually, it was myself, Sam, and his brother
the
Joe.
Twinny. Yeah.
At Sacktown Union Brewing, having some beers.
Oh.
After work.
It was a fine venue. I can see why you went and got your engagement photos there.
Yeah, we got them back too.
Ooh. Looking forward to seeing it.
We got them back. They have all been color corrected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we came to the realization, both of us, that there are a few of them that we each hate. And it's not necessarily the photograph, but it's how you look in the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful venue, and she did a really great job with the pictures. Wendy Height is the photographer in Sacramento, and she did a really nice job with them. But
honestly, you could show those pictures to other people, and they'd probably not see the same things you see. Everyone's their own worst critic,
it's
right?
It's true, but in a couple of them, I look like a really fat special needs kid.
Having a good time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was laughing, head back, laughing. Yay! is what it came out of. But we had some really great photos, and those will be out in public soon because we've got to pick one for our Save the Date card. That's the first order of business.
First order of business. Love.
But yeah, we've got all of that going on. But yeah, Sacktown Union Brewing. Oh, my God. I love their Kolsch so much.
It was divine.
It's so good, and we're getting into the warm summer months.
Yeah, so refreshing.
If you haven't gone and checked them out, go check them out.
It's worth it.
Yes. And you know, and actually, like a couple days later, I went back and I got a growler fill of it.
Good. So you left with the big can.
Yes.
And then you went back for a growler.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and so. Yeah, and the growler was significantly less. It wasn't, you know, because it's like, okay, so a glass is this much. The can, that's the amount of two glasses, is less than double that. So, it's a pretty significant discount when you go to the growler fill. So it was nice to have that. And then they've got one of their other beers, the coffee stout. That was back, and I had a taster of that as I was picking up the growler.
And what did you think?
What's the
word? It was really good. It was really phenomenal.
What's the coffee bodiness to it? Is it mostly beer, a little coffee, or is it?
It's a perfect balance. Well, it's a really perfect balance.
It's like buzz beer.
It was
is
really
that a
good.
Thing that's really like real coffee and beer mixed or something?
It's a reference to an old Moose TV show that you're too old for.
Yeah, so if you're in Sacramento and you haven't checked out Sacktown Union, you really need to. It's in East Sac on 66th.
It's got a gorgeous bar inside, nice little chill eatery area on the other side of it.
66 and what?
66 and Folsom.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check it out.
It's not far from the Girl Scouts headquarters over there.
I don't know why you know that.
It's important information.
Well, because when you drive around the block, you go right by a building with a Girl Scout sign.
Okay.
That's your word. We're gonna take you back.
It's true. I've been over there a lot lately. Yeah. lots of good beers. So.
Well, my weekend, real quick. I know we're on the half hour show. My forearms are still tender and sore from the not from what you might imagine.
Go on.
I spent 5 hours using these hands, just whacking away on these little pinball buttons.
Oh, you went
we went Pinagogo.
I was trying to keep my water in.
I wanted to go to that so bad.
Bro, 5 hours nonstop. You pay $20 surcharge to walk in. I mean, it's worth it just to go in as like a museum because they've got some of the original pinballs machines from like the 50s all the way through, you know, so it's purely mechanical, then electromechanical, and then some new space age ones I've never even knew existed. And you get to play pretty much all of them. And it was so exciting. Like, you go to a normal arcade, you're going to spend $20 in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, if that.
Right? And that's why I don't play pinball. But through this, I've become friends with a person who has told me there's an actual pinball league here in Sacramento.
Oh, for God's sake.
Called the Capital Corridor Pinball League. And I might just join it. Yes. You know, it was fun. Great time. And last show.
That'll be your cover story.
I think it was last show I mentioned going to this EDM concert with Nikki.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, we get there. Line is literally a mile long. That's not an embellishment. They open the doors an hour late. I have to pee like a maniac. They have one porta potty outside with a line that is not a mile long, but it's huge.
Uh-huh.
And waited in line forever to go pee. Waited in line forever to get in. Only to find out this was like the crappiest venue, the crappiest like organized event. And the two people who played before them were the kind of DJs who could hit play on their iTunes and stand there awkwardly. And it was pretty terrible until the actual band came on and they were incredible. Because they had an actual drummer. They had a guy playing the trumpet to these electro things. It was so good. So, Odessa with a Z. I know it's confusing, but it was a good show. That's Sam's weekend.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into this. Burger King in Finland, not here, Finland has made the idea of enjoying a Whopper and a sauna a reality by opening the world's first Burger King spa. The Helsinki restaurant features a Burger King-themed spa, which was designed by an interior designer. It can seat up to 15 people, features red and blue accents to match the restaurant's logo, a 48-inch TV screen, and towels featuring Burger King branding. A shower, locker room, and toilet are also attached to the spa. So there you go, Sam.
Toilet's fitting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The spa's website describes it as perfect for social gatherings or work, because that's what I want to do with my coworkers.
Let's go to the Burger King spa.
I want to go sit in a sauna with my coworkers.
I'm into it.
Your fiance might have more insight into these people than.
Mm. Well, no, she goes. Finland. She's been to Sweden.
Well, I mean, Sweden, Finland,
there's
Denmark.
There's a very big, really? Very big difference. Yes. Right. Don't even.
Not in their saunas, though. I mean, they all do the sauna thing, don't they? Like, that's just a big thing with that region of the world.
Scandinavian world.
Something for you, Jason. In addition to the sauna and showers, it features a media lounge with a 55-inch TV and a PlayStation 4 video game console.
Ooh. Why no Xbox One?
Because it's Xbox One. Oh, no. Where did all of my window? There we go. Hey, got some good news for you. A Domino's restaurant has done good.
Yes.
It can happen.
And it involves delivering their pizza, sort of. From Salem, Oregon, workers at a Domino's location helped save the life of one of their regular customers after they noticed a significant gap in his order history. Kirk Alexander, who's 48, is well known for his daily orders among employees at the Domino's pizza shop.
That's very regular.
It is. Probably more regular than he was. But employees became concerned after noticing he hadn't placed an order in several days. So the managers, Sarah and Jenny, found that he hadn't ordered from the location in 11 days. 11. And they sent a driver to his home after a call to his phone went straight to voicemail. So it was about 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. They weren't terribly busy. And she asked one of the regular drivers who knew him to stop by his home. They all know him, and he only lives about 6 minutes from the store, so the whole team was concerned. The driver noticed the lights in his home were on, but he was not answering the door. He had been attempting to reach authorities on a non-emergency number, but quickly... She had been attempting to reach authorities on a non-emergency number, but quickly instructed her employee to call 911 after he failed to answer the door. That's when sheriff's deputies showed up, determined that he was suffering from a medical problem and required immediate medical attention, and had him taken to the hospital. So he is now in stable condition.
Dominoes to the rescue.
Dominoes go to the rescue. Dominoes.
What happened there? That's what community's about. You know, when you go someplace and you're a regular and they actually know you, they know your name, that kind of stuff. I love that. Like, when I go into a place enough times, mm-hmm. Dad's Sandwich Shop is one of them, where now they know me. All of them know me by face and can figure out what I'm going to order most of the time. A number of them know me by name. And that kind of stuff, that's community, and that's why those places are great. So this Domino's is special. They get a special pass.
Yeah, kudos to their managers. Hey, you know who else is special? The employees at a Chinese restaurant in Virginia.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Eating at a pop...
Here we go.
Popular restaurant were not happy with their bill. Take a look at this. It wasn't the price that had them upset. The group from Richmond sent us this photo from Peter Chang's in Arlington, Virginia. One person told the Washington Post that during the meal, they had an awkward conversation about how the rice was served, and then the check came with two insulting notes on it. It's blurred out, but you can make out the gist of what that says. The manager of the restaurant told...
One of them says, customer design, I'm a plaid a-hole, except it's spelled out, and they spelled plaid wrong. And the other one, I have a small penis. Mm-hmm. Apparently these guys had been to China, and they felt the need to tell the waiters at the Chinese restaurant about how things are done in China.
You know,
they might have
went in Rome.
The manager, said it was not the first time his servers have done something like this. He said, "They always do that. I've told them many times, and they did it again."
That's not a good thing to admit. Because that says that you don't care.
I know it's not comfortable. If somebody had given me the check, I wouldn't be comfortable.
So yeah.
That was the insulting thing at the Chinese restaurant. I think I've just insulted them with my terrible impression.
Your Jerry Lewis impression?
One good turn deserves another.
It's true. That's what they
so
deserve.
So it was called Peter Chang's? Is that a ripoff of P.F. Chang's?
I don't know that it was called.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Ripoffs going on.
Yeah, Peter Chang. Peter Chang's restaurant. Well, here's the thing. The manager is Qian, Q-I-A-N, Chang, C-H-E-N-G, not Chang.
Mm.
So that's what's happening. But here's a tip for you. If you're going to the restaurant, don't tell the servers how they do at other places, because they're probably, at the very least, they're going to talk crap about you behind your back.
Right.
And maybe it'll end up on your receipt.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Burger King. Jason.
Oh, man. I mean, I wanted to say that they're Tool. You know, I just, Burger King's Tool.
Okay. Kareem?
actually, I like their burgers better than anybody, so cool.
I think I know where this is going. I'm going to turn his mic down just a hair. Sam?
As far as these establishments that serve things that are like food, and
no, this is Burger King specifically.
Yes, out of those fast food joints, Burger King has always been my preferred poison. I like the flame broiled taste, so I'm gonna say cool.
All right, a little surprise there. Yeah, Burger King's cool. By the way, the croissant sandwich is the best breakfast sandwich.
Damn
it. It just is. And how do you not
played,
how do you
Jason.
Not love chicken fries?
How did I?
Chicken fries.
How did I like? How did I lose on that one?
They're not really fries, and
it's
the,
chicken.
The chicken.
It's like chicken fingers.
The chicken part is up in the air.
Yeah, it's just chicken pieces, like
breaded gray matter
mm-hmm.
in the form of fries.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Domino's. Domino's, Kareem.
They are definitely cool after that.
Mm-hmm. Sammy,
that specific Domino's deserves props. Cool.
Jason.
When I was a kid, I loved crappy pizza. I loved Domino's. And there was one down the street from my house. And my buddy and I would go and deliver the circulars for them. You know, the coupons. And put
back
them on
when
door.
They had Yo Noid? The Noid?
I think it might have been before that. I don't even know.
Oh,
bit.
Wow.
And we would do that. And they'd give us like $20 for the two of us and then a free pizza. And so they were cool to us then.
Yeah.
And they saved this guy's life. Assisted
perhaps preventing him from dying.
Yeah, so it's cool.
After their pizza probably killed him. Or almost.
I would like to know more.
No, they're
he's eating it every day.
They're cool, and it's just Domino's now. No pizza, Domino's.
Yeah, just Domino's.
They
yeah.
did away with that. Because
they branched out. Now they serve chicken wings and just like
sandwiches.
Every other Pepsi-owned food store.
So they're cool. And finally in Cooler Tool, customer knowledge. Customer knowledge, Sam?
That's a broad term.
Well, you know, when the customer knows a lot of things and shares it.
Customer knowledge is not beneficial to anybody. Whether you're working at a Target and someone decides to yap your ear off while there's a line behind them, or you're at a restaurant, you know, sometimes you can drop a fun fact here and there, but for the most part, keep it to yourself. Tool.
Jason?
Oh, I would say that customer knowledge... is always less than the actual company most of the time. Yeah, customer knowledge. I'm gonna say cool. I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna say
right.
cool. I'm gonna okay. say cool.
Great.
Yeah.
This is a tool. That was tool. That was a tool. Yeah. That was. That was Drill Bit Taylor.
Nice tool.
All right. I'm going to just lay this out for you. And then make a note of the time. It's 26:36. Remember this.
26:36.
Okay, remember that number.
Bomb.
Nobody, sorry, that your sorry ass went to China. So stop telling people about it.
That's right.
Tool. Now I'm going to have to edit that.
But it was worth it.
Yeah, what was that? What was that again?
26:32, I believe you said.
36.
So. 36.
Thank you.
I love it.
I will say, though, there's something to be said about they should just go ahead and take it. Like, you know, that's right. the good point of service is that they should be able to deal with me
that's
telling
true.
Them, hey, you know what? In China, they do it way better.
That is very white of you. Because I already know that there were some white people that were trying to tell Chinese people how to cook Chinese food.
Yes, and here's the other thing. That
I don't think that was a Chinese person that they were talking to. I think it was a white preteen girl or maybe an early teenage girl.
No, I'm pretty sure the person with the small penis was a guy.
I'm talking about the person, the server who wrote this on the check.
Oh, yeah.
Was probably a young teen white girl who was... busy Snapchatting white? And they were interrupting her Snapchat.
Sam,
that's what I'm getting.
Sam hates white girls.
I hate
what that's all about.
What's up with I hate that, the dude? Current generation of white girls.
Wow.
I hate all these selfie stick holding Snapchatting strumpets.
Save it for the other show.
Yeah. Moving on.
I'm agree with you. I agree with you. But save it for the other show.
For another one.
All right. Well, Mike Webb is a conservative candidate for the United States Congress from Virginia. And he's hoping to bring responsiveness and accountability to Washington, D.C. Here's his campaign announcement. If we succeed in winning this race as a conservative Republican in the most liberal district in the nation and the most Democratic in the South, that will be a real revolution that will have national implications. That was from his press release. He's campaigning with a hands-on approach, insisting that he does all of his own social media. Which is probably a bad idea because he's now wishing he had somebody else doing it. He shared a screenshot of his computer while trying to make a point. Part of it was sort of a conspiracy theory about trying to find employment, and he forgot to close out a couple of tabs, including Layla Rivera, Tight Box, and Yvonne, Sexy Amateur.
What's the Tight Box about?
I'm going to let you mull that for a while.
I don't have the sexual imagination.
It's not really imagination. It's just slang.
Oh, okay. Got you. Enough said.
What can you imagine a tight box might be? It has nothing to do with mailing things.
I get
How
it.
How old are you?
Moving on. I've never one time heard it referred to as a box.
Oh, wow.
The vagina.
Man.
Fans of his Facebook page were quick to point out that the two tabs led to two porn sites, and they were amused. Lucas,
they were amused.
Some saying, now you know what politicians do in their spare time. Hashtag pump the brakes, web. Stephen Carroll commented, I like your taste in porn. And, hey, that's probably why you had so many viruses and couldn't make your FEC filing. And Christopher Allard said, oh, my good Lord, that's awesome. Way to go, Mike. You posted a screenshot of your computer and left the porn sites up. Wow, Ranger.
Oops.
This is that's definitely thug, going dude. Well.
That's straight thug.
At least 5 hours after the original post, it remained on Facebook. So much for his pledge for responsiveness. The post will no doubt be deleted at a certain point. I'm sure it is. But you can just search. It's nothing leaves the internet. So nicely done. Nicely done, Mike Webb. Good luck to you.
Spend $259,000 trying to make it go away just to have it reappear again multiple times.
Well, he doesn't run UC Davis.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but I mean, that's what it's going to happen. You can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it.
Well, he's not trying to get rid of it. He's just
good for him.
Kind of dumb.
Just accept it. It happened.
Well,
moving on.
Yeah, he's a guy. He looks at porn, and clearly he.
It's the devil in him.
You know what you need to do? You need to separate your self-pleasure time from your work time.
You should.
It's called the work-life balance, people.
That's correct.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. What is he doing looking at porn? Like, and
That's the most questionable part, is the time and the place he's doing it.
Okay, you mean to tell me you've never been doing something and had some porn tabs on your computer?
No,
ever?
I always know. Whenever it's done, I first of all, always incognito. Remember that, everyone. Always incognito, and then B, you shut it down after you're done.
Well, maybe he
right
was. Maybe he wasn't done. Maybe he was just getting started.
He was disrupted.
He was letting the pages load in the background.
And therein lies
so to speak.
The problems with him being in office is that
maybe
he's going
to
leave.
Trying
that.
To find his clip.
Listen, you either designate it and you either find your clip. Because your flavor might change like 20 minutes from then. You might
That's
realize.
That's why he had to open.
No, but you gotta just make the decision and stand by it and just do it and just get it done. You got to find that clip. Give yourself like 3 minutes. Because here's the thing. If you mess it up, you're gonna end up spending 15, 20 minutes trying to find a 3 minute, 5 minute clip that you're going to be done with in 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So you can either limit
enough,
you can, you can leave your time limit to like 3 minutes. Like, okay, I'm going to use 3 minutes to find something. If I don't, I'll just pick the top one and that's 3 minutes. Then you pick that one and you watch a little bit, see if it is what you want. Quality control. And then now you get what you need out, take care of business, bam, done within 4 or 5 minutes, and you can continue on with the rest of your day.
What if he was making an evening of it with a nice glass of wine?
Well, he shouldn't be drinking and doing work.
Yeah. He has this down to a science. I'm wondering how he had time to actually make a baby.
I spent many years alone before my wife.
Even though we know it's mine.
All of those things, craziness. Hey, by the way, everybody, if you're going to be shopping Amazon, please go ahead and do us a favor. Head over to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and do it that way. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help support the show, so thank you in advance for doing that. We do appreciate it.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
I'm sorry, Kareem, I cut you off.
I was going to say, I'm going to stop saying that about Jason, too.
One day
I've never actually met his wife.
I know. Wait until she meets you. Like, it's going to be funny because she's going to be in on the bit now. And
right.
She's going to go up and give you like a hug and be like, you know,
spank you.
Yeah.
Well, she listens to the show, right?
Yeah.
And so does your mother-in-law.
They, yes. I don't know if my mother-in-law still listens to the show.
She may be over it now.
Yeah.
Ever since essentially Kareem's been calling her daughter a strumpet.
Yeah.
Nice word.
It's time for Speak Out.
Oh.
It's been a while. They haven't had that many of them.
No.
Receptionists should be carefully selected. They should be given classes to obtain skills and instructions of due respect on actions, words, and in dealing with any manner of public relations when people are paying for services. Receptionists can be an asset or a liability to any business. That's not really speak out so much as a helpful hint.
And
indeed.
Not only that, like, I'm sure this person's probably not, like, that's a minimum wage job, bro.
No, well, not always.
Yeah.
Hopefully with new leaders, finally cost-cutting can occur that should have happened years ago. We can barely afford our medications or copays, yet we're paying for free insurance for village employees who make more than enough to pay their share, while we live on a fixed income? I'm going to guess this is a retiree.
Yeah.
Grumble, grumble.
What organization has mounted safe haven signs on road signposts? Speed limit signs, for example? Those are state road signs. I don't pay my tax dollars for non-governmental aid organizations to use state equipment for free.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
He's probably got a point, but that's very nitpicky of him. Her. Ambiguous, sexually ambiguous.
A local supervisor will earn $79,000 per year while paying nothing for health care into retirement. No post-secondary education or specialized certifications. No civil service qualification. Oversees under 10 employees and earns overtime while others make far less than the going wage for similar positions.
Your face, Nate.
Many county really managers with credentials who oversee dozens of employees earn less. Some residents complain, but they pay the highest taxes and they have no voice. Go to a board meeting.
You've got the speak out snarl going on.
You have to.
It's good.
Why is everything so sweet nowadays? I can't get a loaf of bread without sugar in it.
That's true.
I can't get a soda in a reasonable size either. Even when you want to indulge and treat yourself, it's difficult to get proper proportions.
That's true. Added sugar in everything. Dude, I tried looking for bread. Sugar's like the second or third ingredient in every loaf of bread. Sure. A lot of sugar.
I feel like cat food is more appealing and of better quality than the food I'm eating.
Don't a lot of old people eat cat food? That was an old time thing.
Well, I don't know if it's actually true.
That was a hobo thing.
A hobo thing.
I've purchased a few frozen meals lately, and they look like the cat pate.
Pate? Maybe
it says P-A-T-E. There's no accent.
Oh.
yet when I open my cat's food, there are recognizable chunks of meat. It's like we care more about our pets than we do ourselves. Maybe I'll just share food with my cat. Or buy yourself some real food.
Yeah.
Right.
How is this somebody else's fault?
Honestly, the cat food probably costs more than the human food, too.
Well, that was the thing. Back in the 80s, they had this PSA, and it was just this black and white photo, and it zoomed in on this old guy sitting, or it zoomed out on this picture of an old guy in black and white, and the voiceover just said this: "Tonight, Grandpa's eating a dinner fit for King." And as it reaches the crescendo, it zooms out and you see Grandpa's got a spoon and a can with a white label with black letters that say dog food.
What in the world?
Meantime, you could get a can of beans for far less than a can of dog food.
For real.
So Grandpa needs to shop better.
Yeah.
Not forget his glasses.
His bad life decisions are what led him to eating dog food.
Maybe the man really enjoys it.
Or maybe he needs some mental help.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe it's not an economic thing. And finally, in Speak Out, I would like to thank the DPW, Department of Power and Water folks, who keep the Crate Beach Dog Park clean and safe. They do a great job in the face of bad weather and do more cleanup than they should have to, given that sometimes some owners do not clean up after their dogs. We all appreciate, or should, their efforts.
Hats off to the unsung heroes.
Okay, here's the thing about that. That seems like it's a praise letter.
Was that a tongue-in-cheek?
No. That was passive-aggressive, Sam.
That's what it was, yes.
You don't recognize passive-aggressive?
Oh, I felt it. I did.
Sam, you really should be better at recognizing passive-aggressive.
Are you going to educate me?
I think I just did. Or did you not get it?
I'm going to go with B.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Also this week, there was a sale on electronic music on iTunes, and somehow Owl City ended up in there. I don't know how.
Yes.
I don't know how they're electronic music. Either way, so I bought a bunch of Owl City and going to wrap the show with that.
Some feel-good tunes.
Oh.
Well, sure. And listen to the imagery in the words, if you will. He's the crescent moon.
Sounds like a computer.
If you're trying to write a love letter, you can borrow from this guy. He's got some good little... poetic. I don't know what I'm saying.
He's a cold seahorse. So there you go.
But I'm warm in your sand. Is that a reference, like a tight box?
I don't believe it is.
I don't think so.
Just
that's more of a Jason conversation.
My seahorse is warm in your sand is way better than a tight box.
All right, that's going to do it. Right. See you on Friday, everybody. Hello, Seattle. I am an albatross. On the docks and moored boats, I sail above your inlets and interstates. Through the rain and open wind. Hello, Seattle. I am an me a
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.